Welcome back to the Falkirk Podcast, our first podcast since we've been officially crowned as champions. And on this month's show, I'm joined by the two men responsible for that, John McGlynn, Paul Smith. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Colin.
League One champions, how does that sound? How does that feel now you've got it over the line?
Yeah, it's feel great. A lot of hard work, a lot of good play. We've done it in style, particularly up at Montrose on that particular day. Don't think many Falkirk fans or anyone who was involved in that day will forget that day for, you know, probably take it to the grave with regards to everyone was up there. It was a 5:30 kickoff. Hamilton had played before us. Everyone was on their phones waiting on that result coming through. And then it came through and, you know, it was such a relief for everyone that we had won the league before we had kicked a ball, which meant that we could go out and play with a pressure off our shoulders type thing, and we went out and put on a first class display. But that was like the rewards of many months of hard work, a lot of commitment, a lot of effort, a lot of dedication, a lot of sacrifice over the previous 22 months or whatever it may be. It feels great. It feels great that we could do it with 5 games remaining, which means that obviously in these 5 games, you know, we can again play with freedom. The stress and the strain has all been taken care of. However, you know, we all know that we've still got motivation to go unbeaten in the whole season. So that again brings a little bit more back on again, which is good because it keeps us focused. But yeah, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling to have done it so early. From a personal point of view, it's the third time I've won this league with a team. You know, won it twice with Raith Rovers and now with Falkirk. And to have done it in the way that we've done it speaks volumes to everyone. And it does make it special because we've put on some great performances, some great shows. We've played some attractive football, great football along the way. The amount of goals we've scored has been exceptional. Our defensive record's good, very good. Everything you could ask for in a league-winning campaign, the spirit in the dressing room, the players, they get on so well. You know, they've got such a great rapport. They'll go the extra mile for each other. Their attitude's been top drawer. And you know, the players have got to take all the credit.
Is there a perfect way to win the league? Was that quite nice, having it pre-match so you could have a little moment with the players and then focus on the game? And it was a standard evening, especially with the 7 goals. But was that quite a nice way to win it, rather than the stress going into 1 or 2 games left?
Whatever way you win the league's a good way to win it. But certainly, John touched on everything there. To go up there at 10-5, you know, kick off at 5:30, and obviously the result come through, and no mood won the league, and a chance to have a wee celebration with the players there. It was great. John and myself were obviously standing in the middle of the park, and we could see all the fans on their phones, and then I think the ultras started the wee roar from there, so they actually gave us a wee earlier shout than we probably picked up on our phones. So it was great to see the fans' delight there, and it just grew as the league on. We said to the players, you know, it's a special thing to go and do, and it's a day you'll never forget, and they certainly put on a 5-star or 7-star performance on the day. We couldn't ask for any more, you know, the full day. And then after the game, to celebrate with the fans on the park, and then, you know, later on in the pub half later on, it was just a great day and a great night. And as John touched on, it's a day the fans will remember for the rest of their life, but certainly the players, myself and John, have been lucky enough to win it 3 times now. So it's a day we'll never forget.
What were the expectations coming out this year? And if your team exceeded them by the manner that you've performed and won the league, or knowing what you've done in the work last year in pre-season, were you kind of expecting to be this good?
I think a club like Falkirk, who all know have been here 5 years, so we kind of take that for granted, that we're here for 5 years. Everyone knows that Falkirk shouldn't be in this league, but they are, you know. So don't take anything away from the fact of what we've done, because it is a little bit special. So yeah, it was our expectation, yeah, of course. You get back in pre-season and you have a look around about who's signing players, you know, and you could tell that Hamilton were signing players. We were competing for a lot of the same players, and there's players who were offered more money at Hamilton who signed for us, and there was other players who signed for Hamilton, who we were trying to get. So we knew that Hamilton were signing good players. And so from that point of view, we looked at Hamilton as being what we thought we'd be one who would have to be above if we wanted to win the league. Cove had signed a number of players in the summer as well. We looked at them, and you were always looking at the other full-time team being Queen of the South. And so you're thinking, yeah, you know, they've signed A, B, C and D. Yeah, they could be on their day a handful as well. And you know that you're always going to get hard games with Alloas and your Montroses. You know, last year Kelly was a bit of a stickler for us. And then there was the new teams coming to the league, Annan, Stirling, Albion, Stirling just been all on the road. Fortunately enough, we managed to take 12 points from Stirling. So yeah, our expectation was, but not like arrogantly, you know, just the fact that we knew what we had signed, we had brought, in particular, like Tom Lang and Brad Spencer, two players we had worked with previously, we knew what they were going to bring. We signed Nicky, who had played in the first half of the season previously on loan. So again, local boy, you know, his family being a background at the club as well, and goalkeeping family, that type of thing. The signings of Ross McKeever, who we had watched a lot, his time at Alloa, previously at Partick Thistle, Motherwell and Ross County. We thought we could get him, you know, doing what he's actually done. Alfie was one, again, who we, powerful, strong, very, very quick. We felt he could do a job for us. So on the back of a recruitment, you know, there's others who came in, like Ethan Ross came in a little bit later. Obviously now when you're looking at it, Dylan Tate's came in January. And so I think our recruitment is key, absolutely massive. So in the summer, as I say, when you're looking around about who's signing who, and we're going back for pre-season training, and we're in pre-season training and just getting little bits and feedback of the players, what they were thinking, what squad this is, we're going to have, what squad. And you lay your foundations in again, building on what we had achieved in the first season. We had the process started the way back, so we had to put the foundations in to get where we are now. It just doesn't happen overnight. So that was something that is repetitive. We go over things that we do, and we tweak things slightly. So yeah, the expectation at a club like Falkirk is to win the league. So that's what we came for. That's what we came for. We're looking at the club, and many have tried, but we felt we had the knowledge. We were headhunted, if you want to put that in that way, to come here. We obviously considered that challenge, and we decided that this is what we wanted to do. We're delighted to be sitting here now, having done it, done what we came here to do, which was to get, you know, Falkirk out of League One. Say that the first interview, didn't come here to be in League One. Absolutely not. We're used to working at a higher level, taking teams from League One up and kicking them on. And so we knew the job in hand. We knew it was not going to be overnight. We knew it was going to be difficult. We knew there would be, you know, bumps on the road. But safely say that this season has been very, very straightforward.
Ultimately, why did you decide to come with Falkirk? Because we were in a really challenging place when you joined. And there was also the added pressure of the club was in a quite a precarious position, where if we didn't have probably the successful season last season and in this one, part-time football was a real possibility. So what were you weighing up when you ultimately decided that this was a good challenge for you?
I think I was lucky enough to play with Falkirk many, many years ago, so I knew how big a club it was. John and myself had obviously been to, you know, a lot of Falkirk games. We'd played them in the Scottish Cup earlier. We knew this is a big, big football club, and we just felt that we had the knowledge of League One and the Championship to go and put a good team together, put good players together to come and challenge and eventually win League One. We said when we first came in it was going to be a two-year process. We knew when we took over there was still probably 14 players signed from the previous regime, and we knew it would take time to get our own squad in place. And if you look back on last season, now we finished second. The team finished sixth the season before. We finished second to Dunfermline, who were a championship club that came down. They kept their championship budget. Probably shouldn't have got relegated that season, so we knew it would be a real difficult task to overhaul Dunfermline in that short space of time. But as I say, we finished second. We'll obviously know what happened in the Airdrie game in the playoff, which was a major disappointment. But for the whole season, the season previous, that we've obviously got to the semi-final of the Scottish Cup as well. So massive achievements and progress had been made at the football club. And as I said, as we've touched on, it was building for the second season. And you talk about expectations. Yeah, our expectations were obviously to win League One. But I think the style, what we've done it in, is certainly... I didn't quite expect that for the style and the way we've gone about it. I knew we'd put a great squad together, but the guys have just been absolutely fantastic over the whole season.
When I spoke to the players a couple of months ago before the TNS game, I've never met players and interviewed players that have been as buoyant and seem to be enjoying their work. That obviously comes down to what they're building in the dressing room, but ultimately it's you guys who put that squad together. So how pleased are you that the boys are really enjoying it and have bought into everything that you've asked for them?
Yeah, it makes our job easy. Yeah, the recruitment's massive. You know, I couldn't possibly make a bigger statement on that. You know, I've already spoke about recruitment, and again, that is it. Characters. You need characters. Brad Spencer's came into here, and the dressing room was fine, but he's just taken the dressing room to another level. You know, probably, although Steve has been out injured most of the season, came much more to the fore this season again in the dressing room. Calvin's like a wee cheeky chappy, you know what I mean? He's just like involved in everything. Gary's kind of came and not came out of shell, but he's like kicked on in the dressing room. Callum's kind of like got in cahoots with Gary and Steve McGinn, and they have such a little bit of, you know, it's like everything, eh? When we work, but then there's times for like a little bit of nonsense that they actually bond together in, type thing. And so the dressing room has been different class, absolutely different class. And they have, yeah, they're enjoying their work. They're nothing better than to come in and enjoy your work. A number of the people who were signed have came knowing, you know, that myself and Paul have got good, well-respected, you know. We have a lot of people who will vouch for us and will, players talk from one club to another club, and they know what they're going to come to. They know that we're going to get treated well. You know, they're going to get treated the way they want to get treated. They want to come and play a style of football that they want to play in. You know, that they want to play in. You know, there's guys are now, you know, particular in the way that they want to play their football, and that's massive as well, because we need players that are technically good. Yeah, we need to have effort, we need to have commitment, we need to have desire, we need to have hunger. Right attitude, you know, but we also need quality, and that's what we have kind of brought here. Couldn't be happier with the squad. You know, as I said, we're taking guys off and putting guys on, and these guys are then going on and making an impact. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, Alfie's gone on, Montrose has got a goal, he's got a goal there on Saturday. Whether it's Ethan Ross coming off the bench or Calvin Miller coming off the bench, or Alfie, or it's Ryan Shanley, or whoever, you know. We've kind of rotated the squad around a little bit from time to time in recent weeks, with Tom going out. Initially, Liam Henderson went back in to play centre-back, and he did very well. He's picked up this calf injury, which is frustrating for him and for us. We'd much rather have him, you know, available. And then Sean Mackey's, you know, went in. We were doing a little bit of rotation with Sean and Leon, and Sean got some games, and obviously then sliding in to play left centre-back, he's done exceptionally well. So we've managed to keep the squad rotating. We've kept the goalkeepers on their toes by, they've been playing like a month at a time since the turn of the year. So they've all kept involved. You know, it's not like anyone's really been shunned and not getting game time. And that all helps the dressing room. There's no cliques, there's nobody over here because they're no playing. Everyone's got to in it together, and they still are, and we still want to go and achieve this unbeaten record. So I can't speak highly enough of the players, and of course the players have responded to the fans. The fans have been different class, you know. There's no doubt, it's been spoken about many times now, the ultras, how much the atmosphere in the stadium is much better, home and away. The noise they make, the atmosphere that they create, the backing that they give to the team is second to none. They've been different class. And as Paul was saying, when we see all the fans coming on the pitch at Montrose and then back at the, behind the wall, what it means to them, which we kind of knew, but it's seeing is believing and being part of it and being right in amongst it all. Can't thank the fans enough for all their backing, for everything that they've done, for season tickets, to selling out hospitality, to selling out the Bacalja stand, you know, so many times, repetitively, for all the 5,000 jerseys that have come off the shelves and the shop and beyond, and the t-shirts that's going now, and the mugs and the tea rings and all the sort of that kind of stuff that's just continuously bringing money into the football club. So a massive thank you to each and every of the fans that's played their part.
How was the night in behind the wall?
It was good, what we can remember. Obviously had a good celebration in the change room after the game, and then we were lucky enough to come out and celebrate with the fans. With a great bus journey down the road, you know, you're 2.5 hours, whatever, down the road. So we had a good bus journey there, then into behind the wall, and it was great, as John just touched on, meeting the fans and celebrating with the fans. It was absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure all the fans that night had a great night and probably a sore head come Sunday morning.
Are you planning the same for Trophy Day, or you guys take it easy that night, or are you going to enjoy it?
I think you have to savour these moments. You know, that was a moment we all want to be together that night after that game. It is what it is. We were up in Montrose. It would be nice if we had been at home, but you know, we still made the most of it, as Paul said. But from a backroom staff point of view, that was it for us, type of things. The Saturday night, thoroughly enjoyed it, really, really enjoyed it. Special moments that will live with forever. Again, thank Brian up at behind the wall there for accommodating us and helping us and all the rest of it, and hopefully his tables are all fixed now. Callum did cut his finger, I think that's probably been noted, so but it was minor. It didn't stop him going out and have a good kick at the ball on the Sunday, that's for sure. So I think, I don't do social media, but it would be like, I'd be so naive as to think that the fans didn't recognise that their players were out in Glasgow on the Sunday and gave it a good kick at the ball. So yeah, a good time was had by all. The guys have came back on the Wednesday, we gave them enough time to recover, and they go out on Saturday and put on, as Paul said, you know, a 5-star performance against Cove. 5 goals, could have been more. Great attitude, once again. So they worked hard, play hard, come back, work hard, play hard. You know, so we will enjoy the end of season bash. Yeah, we will enjoy the celebrations on the pitch and with the fans. And yeah, we've got, there's something planned for us, but I don't think it's for me to divulge that right now.
You mentioned the fans a few times, and Paul, you've played here before, so you played at Brockville and understood how good that was. But compare the times where you've been here as opposition managers, and even during your first season, how good has the stadium been this year? Because especially the last 4 or 5 games where the stand's been full, it's been different class from a fan's perspective.
I said in an earlier interview that the team's grown, you know, since we've come in 22 months, the team's grown, and I think the fans have grown with the team. As you touched on, and as you say, it's 3 years ago, whatever, what games you were coming to, the crowd were really quiet and just waiting for a player to make a mistake and they'd be right on their backs, and teams knew to come here, try not to lose a goal in the first 20 minutes and the fans will go against them, and that's what did happen. As I say, we all know they finished sixth that season, but the fans have been absolutely fantastic. As I said, they've grown with us, and I think the ultras, you know, we, John and myself, are always going on about the ultras, what a difference they've made to the support, and see these young people coming through supporting the team in the Kevin McAllister stand, and that's having an adverse effect on the main stand as well. They're getting them on their feet as well, so that's fantastic to see. We do the first team boys, and myself and John did the junior Bairns yesterday. There was 120 kids there yesterday. I think they've now got 300 signed up in that now as well, and it was unbelievable difference from the first time we did that till yesterday. There's so many Falkirk strips, you know, I'd say 90% of the kids had Falkirk strips on yesterday, which is just great to see.
I've seen the videos on social media, I'm taking on a few of the ultras songs. That must have been quite enjoyable.
Yeah, they're so enthusiastic and so passionate, and these are the fans of the future, so it's very, very important for the football club. There's a lot of parents here as well, obviously, and they enjoyed their day yesterday, thankfully. You know, it's a day without rain, just about anyway. So, yeah, great, it's absolutely great, and they've got to, again, compliment the players. They were so good with the kids, really good. So, again, enthusiastic, and some of the big kids coming out of them with the wee kids. but, again, yeah. Brilliant for my players, and I'm sure for the young kids to be getting a little bit of time with their heroes again, it'll be probably never forget it probably. So Falkirk are one of the only football clubs I've seen this type of thing happen. You know, obviously we came in big, you know, pat on the back to Sarah Scott and all our team, all our people there who are go through this and put this on. They are developing the fans and possibly players in the future. So a massive thank you to her and her group of people, helpers, for all the hard work that they put in, which probably goes unnoticed by most. So yeah, it was a special day, and as I say, I'm sure the kids will remember that for as long.
Something you mentioned there, sort of chatting to one of my mates about, is the confidence building through the first half of the season. Certainly for the fan base, with the games against Montrose, Queens, Stirling, where we had to score late to get results and never let Hamilton get away from us. How important was that even for the squad's confidence to, even when the games were tough, you were still pulling out late goals and late moments to get the points on the board?
That was great. And just touching on the fans again, the fans, as I said, 2 years ago would have gone against the team at that point, but the fans kept, you know, really behind the players and ourselves at that time. And our team will never give up. And as you say, we've scored so many late goals this season, it's, you know, it's quite remarkable. And as you say, the Queen of the South game, to go and win that one late on, and you touched on the Montrose one as well, the players never say die attitude, just to keep going to the 90th minute, 95th minute to go and get winners. And at that time, the points were so, you know, were really, really close with Hamilton. You know, there was only maybe a couple of points in it. So winning these games for getting a point to getting 3 points was massive at that time.
The game against Hamilton in December, I think it was, away there. You guys obviously sound pretty confident in what your team was able to produce, but did that just build your belief that this was going to be your year when that result went the way it did?
I think in any sort of league campaign, when you go away from home to your nearest rivals and you put on such a good performance and you win that game, it just oozes confidence into the whole squad, everyone. If you can go away from home and win that type of game, that is what wins leagues, you know, going away to your nearest rivals and doing the business. And likewise, these games that you mentioned there, scoring these late goals, that's character building. And once you've done it, you realise you can do it again and again and again. So the characters within the squad, yeah. But that game away gave us that belief that we would be confident that having won away from home, we could beat them when they came back here more recently. And again, an amazing start in that game to go 3-0 up. You know, we were miles ahead, as much as fair play to Hamilton, because, you know, Hamilton have got good players, as I mentioned earlier on, they have got good players. So they did come back into the game, and like they did in the game at Hamilton, they were always going to come back into the game because they're good players. But we've managed to win, and that's so important. You know, the previous season, we just couldn't get one over in Dunfermline, no matter what we tried, and we were good in games, we were very good in some of the games, we just couldn't get over the line. And this year has been the reverse. You know, there have been times that Hamilton have been good in the games, but we've got that advantage. Obviously, we go into the Hamilton game this week. And on paper, it would look like our hardest game of the four, but with the greatest respect to other teams, and they will make it difficult for us as well. But, you know, you'd have to think that the team, your nearest rivals away from home, are going to be the hardest game. And so we respect Hamilton, because I say, repeat myself, I think that they've got good players. I think John's a good coach. On Saturday, there's our next game, so they stand between us and the chance to continue this run that we're on. So we'll be prepared and give it anything we've got.
That week in February was really a pivot on the season, because if that result had went against us, it would have been 5 points. But 7 days later, I think you were 17 points clear. So that week, not just the win on the Saturday, but the follow up on the Tuesday, and then I think it was away to Kelty in the following week. That was massive. That nobody dropped off after the away shooting win on the Saturday.
No, I speak to you off air earlier on there. I said how important it was because Hamilton have been, you know, even after February, Hamilton have been on a fantastic run. You know, they've picked 13 out of 15 up in this quarter alone. But our guys have just been relentless all the time and just kept, you know, picking up 3 points. Obviously, Annan was a disappointment to lose a goal in the last 15 seconds against Annan, but that's only sort of 2 points we've dropped in, I think, 13 or 14 games. So, you know, the players have been at it for, you know, for the full season, but certainly since the turn of the year. And as you say, that block of games in there, it could have gone from 11 points down to 8, 5, whatever, because I think we had a game in hand at that time with COVID, probably could have gone down to 5. But to win that game and really kick on from there again and just open up that gap was fantastic at that time.
So there's 4 games left in the season. I really don't want to ask about the unbeaten run because I'm superstitious about these things, but there's only 4 left. Obviously, the week is very special, but that must be a really extra boost because not many teams will ever have the opportunity to do that. So that must be really, really motivational to have that in your sights.
Yeah, it's keeping us focused. It's keeping us really, really focused that we really want to do this. And I understand by that every team will want to stop us, and they have been trying to stop us. I mean, no bones about that. The opposition have been trying so hard to beat us, to be the first team to beat us. And that will not stop in the next 4 games, but we will also not stop in our endeavour to reach that milestone. To be unbeaten would be remembered forever. Winning the league the way we have done will be remembered, but it'll be so, so special to be invincibles, you know. Not many people can say that. And I said to the guys, you know, quite trying to be a little bit funny about it. I mean, I'm just saying to them, they'll be having reunions when me and Smudger are 6 feet under, like, you know, because they'll never be forgotten, never be forgotten for that. And as I say, they'll be having reunions in 20, 30, 40 years from now, guaranteed, absolutely guaranteed. So, yeah, we want to do this, but we understand football being football, in any given day, anything can happen. So all we can do is prepare, apply ourselves properly, continue to play in the manner that we're playing, get a little bit of the break here or there, and hope that we can get the job done, and we just go to the next game, which is Hamilton.
Has there been any moments or individual games that stick out in your guys' minds when you think about the season? Any moments within games that stick out as go, that was really pivotal? Obviously, a lot of people probably picked the goal from Callum against Montrose. I know Charlene will because she went in a labour when he scored that in the last podcast. So, is there any individual moments that stick out for you guys, even off the park?
Lots of individual moments. We've already touched on the Montrose and Queen of the South ones because it's last minute goals and they're so important. I think very difficult. I don't know if John's got one or whatever, but been so many highs this season. It's been unbelievable.
I think as much as it's not a league game, I think the Challenge Cup that against Dundee United, to score 4 goals against a team who wasn't losing goals at all, you know, and I know it was a Challenge Cup tie and it's on when, you know, they're an international break and some, like, maybe one or two players are in an international break at Dundee United. But taking nothing away from our players, you know, to go and score 4 goals against Dundee United, who are not conceding any goals, I think they're the best defensive record in Europe at the time, around about that time. Yeah, as I say, it's not a league game, but you're playing a team like Dundee United out here, and the performance was just different class. Absolutely everything you could have asked for. And it was a little bit unfortunate that we didn't go all the way in that cup, because the TNS have shown they were a good side. It was just a pity we couldn't have, you know, got to that cup final and give it a go against Airdrie. Yeah, I mean, we've had so many good performances, you know.
We mentioned Queen of the South, Montrose, and we touched on the Hamilton game away from home as well. You know, that gives you real confidence from there, going to Hamilton and winning 3-1 there, you know, massively there. And I think at that time the fans there that night, that day was fantastic as well. And I think that probably just gelled everybody even more together from there. But very, very difficult. I think right from the start of the season, through the League Cup section, we could see the players we brought in had gelled so well so early, which, you know, Brad Spencer's come in and Tom Lang, as we've touched on earlier, you could see the difference they were making compared to last season.
Has any of the players surprised you? They maybe given something that you weren't expecting. They've maybe made a difference in the changing room that you weren't quite expecting. Or even some of the guys that were here last year, they've maybe kicked their game up a level.
Callum just continues to go and score goals and goals and goals. And I think he had a lot going on round about January window. A hell of a lot going on. A lot of teams interested in him. And the club did knock back, you know, some serious offers for him. And it was great that he committed to the football club not long after that. And I think recently he's taken his game to another level. And to be top goal scorer in Scotland, considering he's a winger and he works up and down the pitch, he works very hard. There's demands within their setup that he's got to get back. He has to run back. He's not just standing up the park waiting the ball coming up. You know, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. So, you know, all the wingers have to work hard. And he does that, but he's so vital to us and the amount of goals that he's got. So he's kind of like went to another level, I would suggest. Calvin, there's times that Calvin this season has been absolutely unplayable. Unplayable, he's been so good. He came in and it was not a slow start, but it was like finding his feet. And then probably in the game against Alloa, where he was a different class and he picked up his injury to his hamstring, his medial. That was a blow. But when he came back, he just sort of picked up where he left off. And it was some games there where he was just unplayable. And particularly that Hamilton game that we mentioned away from home, he scored, you know, a great goal in that. And Calvin got the other two, he got a pen and then he got the ball in the second half. It was a great ball by Calvin that pushed him through. It was an amazing ball. It was fighting how he could see that pass to get the ball to Callum for the goal in the second half. Brad has made a huge difference. Brad Spencer with regards to the way we play. And early doors, really, really early doors within the League Cup section. And I know that Steve McGinn was looking forward to that partnership. You know, we felt that Partick, even although Brad ended up getting sent off, Stephen was raving about how well they had did in that game. But unfortunately, Stephen's knee, kind of like, that became the issue not so long after that, and he's not really got the game time as much. Aidan's done a really great job for us, and like Gary's been scored some vital goals. As I say, well, the squad's been really, really good. There was a good competition for places in goalkeeping position. Finn Yates, you know, it's not anything that people don't know. We decided to try and get 20 players. We only got to 19 through the budget type thing at the particular time. And so Finn's made the right back position his, and he's had a great season. Made that position his. Cole Barron coming off against Cole for 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes. Has played every minute of every game. He's taken on the leadership for Stephen, not been playing so much. Can he speak highly enough of him as a captain, as a person, as a player? The partnership he's put together with Tom. Tom's helped Cole enormously, and they're fed off of each other. I'm glad that Cole managed to get a headed goal on Saturday there, where previously he had scored with two shots, two very good shots, one a raker out here against Alloa, I think it was. But we've been getting at him a little bit because, you know, somebody like Cole should be scoring from set plays, from headers and things like that. So it was good that he got that goal on Saturday. Tom had scored more goals than him. Two of them getting goals down in Annan. It was great. Two centre-backs to score with their feet, which is, again, good. Could be battle again this season between Leon and Sean. I mentioned the part of the game there. That's where Sean did his hamstring early in the game. And you know, Leon goes back in and the team's winning, and it's very difficult to get in, and you're not going to change your defence too often when it's going so well. And the great sort of combination we had in midfield, Hendel got into midfield and scored a few goals from midfield. It's a great asset with his height, coming in and scoring goals from set plays, making runs into the box. The enthusiasm and the running, the energy that Aidan Nesbitt brings to the team is like second to none. He's 12+k every game, sometimes 13. Enormous. The sprint distance that Callum Morrison covers is, again, top drawer. And you could go on and on and on. Ross McIver coming in, Alfie's great pace. Ross thought he was going to score about 50 goals this year based on the, you know, the start he made in the League Cup section. When he came in the team, he was flying. So he's hit reasonable numbers, decent numbers. But probably one or two's got away, I think. You know, probably could have got one or two more, few more, probably. But he scored some great goals. He's got on the end of some great crosses and scored with some really, really good headers. Yeah, good to have the options to bring on, as I say, Alfie, Calvin, depending on what we start with. Ethan Ross came in and again scored a great goal in the Scottish Cup against Fermanagh, but then scores a great goal against Montrose up there, you know, a week past Saturday. And had assists as well. Great ball he puts in at Derek Dumfries for Liam Henderson coming at the back post, and Liam enjoyed that celebration.
Too much.
No kick the ball since. It's not bothering me. I'll get over it.
Did you keep him off the table? Was it behind the wall that night? Or
I was sort of distracted from that. I managed to turn my back and was it through in the other part of the bar. So I didn't see that.
I think he was standing on the table but not dancing.
Right.
I'll protect him that way.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I think, you know, you can just about go, you know, you can go through every player in our squad has contributed to the, again, Leighton Bisland's probably looking to play more football, but Finn Yates has been so steady there. Dylan Tate's coming in January, and we've obviously worked with Dylan at Raith Rovers. We knew how good a footballer he was, and I think all the fans have seen that over the last, especially the last 4 or 5 weeks. He's been absolutely outstanding. And again, he's just gelled into that full squad. Jordan Allen in with the squad as well. We know he's out on loan, but you know everybody has contributed to where we are sitting just now.
You mentioned Cal Morrison there, and also the disruption in January. There was a lot of noise about players potential leaving, and I think a lot of fans had assumed that Cal would be departing this summer as well. What did you have to say to him to get him to re-sign, or was? What kind of work did you have to put in to keep Calum here? Because I'm assuming there's a lot of clubs looking at him, especially higher up in the leagues, with a player of that talent and the goals he's produced this year. What did you have to do to keep him? And was January as disruptive as it looked for the outside?
Well, obviously there was a lot going on and there was a lot of speculation. You know, a hell of a lot of speculation. And there was bids come in which the club turned down. Because we felt it was more important for us to win the league and to have Calum here. He could certainly have been more wealthier by moving, and the club would have got a reasonable amount, but not enough to gamble on Calum not being here and not scoring his goals and us not winning the league. That was always the priority. It came down to Calum really enjoying it here, wanting to be here. That's a big thing for Calum, is how much he's loved here by the fans. Yes, of course, money is important, and we had to push the ball out to do that, you know. And we did, like a little bit of all the fans, a lot of fans, think that we would lose him in the summer. And then his agent phoned me up one Sunday night and wanted to do some further discussions and negotiations. And, you know, we got around the table with Jamie and the board and work something out, and everyone was happy, and Calum be no more happy than Calum, because he just wants to he loves, you know, the fans and that singing his name, and he loves the dressing room and he loves being here, and that speaks volumes for everyone he has, you know, because the fans play that big part there, the dressing room, all his teammates, to make him feel like this is a place for me, I want to be here. And I'm sure His judgment, his decision to stay here has been vindicated by the way that he's went on to play. If anything, as I say, he's went up a notch, another level in his performance, and his movement now is even better. He's picking up even better positions rather than just standing out in the wing. He's picking up some really clever positions. Again, that's no happened overnight. You know, we've been working with him, you know, and the team. So, yeah, he's moving up in Montrose and a man marking where Montrose went mad for man marking, how we could move them about to create some space was second to none.
Callum's been here for some tough times as well, so I'm assuming he appreciates the good times and the fan support even more, because he's been here when it's tough, and now he's getting the fruits of staying here and performing the way he has.
Yeah, as you say, Callum's been here, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
So he had the difficult times when we finished sixth in the league, and obviously probably fourth or whatever earlier on. So he's been through the really difficult times there, the difficult times with the fans there as well, because obviously, as we said, the fans were a lot quieter at that time, and everybody loves to be loved, and he's certainly loved by the Falkirk fans, and Callum just wants to that, and he's, you know, outstanding season he's had.
Looking forward to next season now in the Championship. You've already signed up a lot of the squad for contracts for next year. What are you looking to do to evolve the squad to prepare it to compete in the Championship? Because I'm assuming you don't just want to go up and be sitting 9th or 8th. You want to really go up and compete and, you know, replicate or better what the teams that have been promoted this year have done.
I think that gives us inspiration, the fact that Dunfermline and Airdrie are doing so well. And they've both had like sticky spells, you know. Dunfermline had a lot of injuries and didn't really pick up enough of points during those times when they had other defenders out, more or less. And to see where they are now, and Airdrie also. I think we're better now. I think we're better prepared now to step up than we'd have been, you know, in the summer, previously summer. I think we're better now. We're better prepared for it. And yeah, we could have went up last year and done okay, I think, without getting carried away, because it's such a tough league. And you don't have a crystal ball, and if you pick up injuries, because we'll not be able to have a strong, you know, a big number of players. We won't have a big number of players. We are looking to have 20, like, first-team players, if we can get that to that number we couldn't last year. And who knows, we might not get to it this year. But that's the number we're trying to get to, first-team players. Everything is very much related to the budget. The budget will only allow us to spend so much money. And from that point of view, yeah, the budget's gone up, but the players' wages have gone up. The players, current players that have re-signed, you know, so their wages have gone up by X a percent, but my budget's maybe only went up X a percent. And so, you know, it makes it difficult with regards to bringing new players in. There may still be one or two from the existing squad to sign. There might be, you know, we are continuously assessing things, and we certainly will sign Nicky now. Sam will go back to Lincoln, and again, Sam's had a great season. The two of them, two really young, outstanding goalkeepers, two really good characters, great boys to work with. But Sam will go back to Lincoln, and we'll need to bring in another goalkeeper. Now, to work the budget, it may well be that it's another kind of loan deal that would help the budget, because generally, yeah, well, certainly that's the way I'm thinking. You know, we need to keep the quality. We need to keep the quality. We didn't just want to spend less money on a goalkeeper to get less quality, but it means that we maybe have to take a goalkeeper from, you know, someone in the Premiership, a young goalkeeper there who's got potential, who could come in and do a good job, fight for the number one jersey with Nicky. That's the way we're kind of thinking at the moment. And that would help be able to put some money towards, you know, other things. So I think we're sitting somewhere around 14 or 15 signed players right now. So if we were to sign 2-3 players from the existing squad, more players from the existing squad, then you're only looking at 2 or 3 players, new players coming in. And that's kind of where we're at. Obviously, it may well be that we want to sign players from the squad. It may well be they don't want to stay, right? So then that would mean there would be no more new players coming in. But then, at the moment, I can't really tell that. You know, we have to just wait and see how some negotiations go. And there's one good thing, you know, we're here, we're in a conversation with yourself, so it's very difficult for us. We're not the type of people who will blow our own trumpet. You know, we're not like that. But the recruitment's been different class. So, trust, you know. You just need to trust us. Our record, you know, not just here, but our record and recruitment has been really good. So, you know, everyone just got to trust us that we've done it so far so well, and we'll try to do that again. And we look to compete at the top end. Yeah, I mean, I've been in the game a long time, and I've heard everyone, you know, all over the years, you know, and know, aim for number one and all this. We're realistic, you know. We want to give confidence and we want to give belief. Of course, yeah, we do. But I'm realistic, and so yeah, I'm not going to go up there and what he was scared about doing bottom end of the table. Absolutely not, and we never have done. So we'll be looking to be pushing up there, up that top end of that table, and of course, a lot depends on who comes down. You know. Who comes down well? It will look like Livingston are coming down, but is it going to be a Ross County where maybe Roy McGregor could probably buy the league, never mind, you know, buy a team, you know? Similarly, if Aberdeen came down, that would be difficult, you would think, with the amount of money that they would have to get a team out of this league. So there's a lot of things to still get sorted out, I would suggest. But we would be, it's very easy to base it on the fact that we beat Ayr United doing it here. We beat Queen's Park here in a game 1-0, and it was a very, very convincing. There could have been a few more. And it's easy to say you beat Dundee United, so we'll go and win that league. The difference is that it's all right playing them once a month over a 3-month period. We go back into the lone league and win games in League One, and you've got confidence all the time. You go into the Championship, you get one or two injuries, you get a bad result, it affects confidence, and that's what happens. And sometimes it can take a while to get that back. And so I'm no daft, we've been there and done it, and we've got the T-shirt, and we've been up the top end more often than not. So it'll be a little bit boring, but we'll take the first game of the season and we'll take it for there.
It's probably a good time to mention the fans. They've backed you in big numbers this year. How impressed have you been with the fans this year, and what's your message to them for going into the Championship?
I think John and myself and all the players have... thank the players just about, thank the supporters, sorry, after every game. We know how vital they've been getting behind the team. And we've got four more games, and I'm sure they'll give us great backing and again, and I'm sure they'll come back in, you know, hopefully even bigger numbers next year to support the guys in the Championship.
Just to end, I got given a bit of news before you came in, which I'm sure you've found out, that you guys have won the Manager of the Month again. I think your fifth time this year. Do you appreciate those kind of individual accolades when they come along? Do you take pride in that people are voting for you and picking you for those kind of things?
Yeah, it's very nice. It's a compliment for all the hard work that's getting done. It's a reward for all the hard work that's getting put in. There's a big thank you to the players. The players go on the pitch. You know, yeah, we devise and look at the training, and we put training sessions on, and we organise the team, and we set out the tactics. But they cross the line, and they do, you know, what's out there, and that's the main thing, you know, that's the main thing out there. They've done great the whole season, they've been different class. And yeah, so we pick up awards on their behalf. But it's a whole team, it's a backroom staff, it's Paul, couldn't do the job without Paul, you know. We've had a number of different people in the backroom staff over the last couple of years, but so Graham Henderson's been this consistent, the sports scientist has been great. We've changed opposition analysis, so we had Liam Corr when we first came in, then it was Mike Rowan, and now it's Andy Tannehill. All these guys have contributed over the last couple of years. Rachel Gillen was our physiotherapist, and now it's Cammy McAndrews. Yeah, Tommy the doctor retired from football in the summer, and now we've got Callum Fraser on board. So Chris McGill, when we first came in we had Bob, now Chris is different class. You know, he's even doing podcasts when folk are daft. He's an absolute celebrity now these days. But he's different class. I mean, he'll do anything and everything for the players. Absolutely. You know, beyond belief. Absolutely beyond belief. Like, even the other day there on Friday, I said to him, so we've got eight bass in this area here. Just bass, you know, normal, you know, house bass. And there was plugs were missing. And that was on the Friday and the Saturday morning. The plugs were on the bars, changed new plugs on the eight bars. The boy's just different class. Just simple wee things like that. Simple wee things. It's just a joy to work with. Tony, I must mention. Tony, for a little spell of the season, Graham had a little health issue, and Tony came in and gave us a wee hand. He's not a sports scientist, but we got him in to do the warm-up, and he does a little bit with the defenders that I was doing. And again, Bobby Geddes, our goalkeeping coach, he decided to hang up his gloves at the end of the season. And Alec Connors come in. And again, all great people, all doing a shift for us. Jack is our assistant kit man, who is a character. He is a great boy. He's a big Falkirk man. He's well known to, I think, everyone. So, you know, hopefully Aaron helps out a little bit on the sports science side of stuff.
couple of match day scouts as well that go and watch the analysis for us is Greg Gordon and Miles Allen. So it's a full team. You know, apologies if we miss somebody out there, but you know, it's a full team effort to what happens on a Saturday at 3 o'clock.
And Bobby, who's been here for since Noah was in the ark, he doesn't keep so well now, so he more or less on a match day we see Bobby coming along, but it's great for him to come along. He's been here through all the years, good times, bad times, he's been here all through it, and it's great that he still comes along.
That must be really satisfying for you guys that everybody's pulling in the right direction, and this season has proven when you work hard, everybody does the right thing, this is what you can achieve.
It's the only way, it has to be together, everyone's going to be pulling in the same direction, and then you've got a chance of getting success, you know, and I'm thankfully, you know, we have, everyone's played their part, absolutely everyone that's involved in a football club.
And that starts with John at the top. You know, John's the manager, and his work ethic, he's first in here and he's last out every day, so, you know, it starts with the manager striving everyone on to go and do the same. And as I say, that works its way down to the players on a Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Well, probably just end by saying thank you guys for bringing the good things back. It's the first league we've won in 19 years, and it's been an absolutely outstanding season. So from a fan's perspective, thank you for all the work you've put in. Best of luck to the last four games and then finally going into the Championship. So thank you for your time and best of luck.
Thanks for all your support and thanks for today. And thanks to all the fans. We look forward to seeing you at Hamilton on the Saturday and then back here for Kelty, away to Annan, and then the last game here against Alloa.
Which is getting close to a sellout. I think there's only about 700 North Stand tickets left. So yeah, if you're listening to this and you want to come, make sure you get a ticket now, because it's a good chance. In a week's time, you won't have a chance. So thank you, guys.
That's great. Thank you.
Good, thank you.
Cheers.